Welcome. You are now in tune to Feminine Empress. This channel will be pretty much dealing with spirituality, as well as astronomy, astrology, and tarot. So this is my new passion, and so those of you guys who will be tuning in, chances are this is something that you are also tapping into, hence why you're here now. And it's all a part of the journey. We are here to empower each other. And without you and I, this world will cease to exist. So our job as Earth Angels is to reinforce the idea of what humanity is. And all we have to do is start basic and then build and build and build and build, and before you know it, the world that we know currently would cease to exist. That sounds a little strange and a little fictitious, maybe. However, with the necessary tools and with an open mind, we can make anything possible. Everything starts as a thought in this universe. And so as long as we put the energy behind the thought, then it will manifest. So join me as I go into our first tarot reading for today. I'm going to do a general tarot reading. This will be pretty much spiritual based. And if it gives me specific storylines, of course, I will speak on those storylines. It all depends on the energy of those who will be listening today. So stay tuned. Welcome back. Welcome back. So we're going to go ahead and get straight into it. I don't want to take up too much of y'all time, but I do want to get you messages from the divine. So let's go ahead and get started. We're going to start off with a 3-card spread. I'm going to use my Oracles of the Mermaid deck. And if we need to reference the book, then we will as we go about the cards. I have 3 cards here: past, present, and future. All right, so we're going to start with the present card. With the past card. So, let's see. Can I get a card for present? Sorry, the past. One card for the past, please. One card for the past. One card for the past. All right, so the card that we have here is the Selkie and her skin. And I wish you guys could see what I see on through this podcast. You will be able to see it on the YouTube. My YouTube channel is Femini Empress Tarot. That's F-E-M-I-N-I Empress Tarot. All right. So back to the card. So we have this Selkie and her skin. Now we did get this card in reverse. So upright, it is reclaiming your authority. So with reclaiming your authority, it's being in touch with yourself, knowing what you want, and going just for that because you identify with who you are. However, we got this card in the reverse. This card is representing the general who may be tuning in right now. So there is a great amount of you guys right now who are not comfortable in your own skin. Right now, you feel as though you need to be a part of something in order to get somewhere, or you're just not willing to put in the work necessary or the energy necessary because there's some type of block. And it's like this block is totally tied into perhaps not truly identifying with one's own self. In order to do that, a lot of alone time is necessary. We have to spend a lot of time washing out the conditioning of our environments, the people that we are around, sometimes our family. We have to kind of keep all of that information downloads that are available. We have to kind of like sway away from that. And so that we can stay within our power, and our power is found from within. But in order to tap into that within power, we have to reclaim our authority. We have to reclaim our power over ourselves. All right. So with this card, there is a sense of, well, at least that's the feeling that I'm getting here, that there is perhaps a sacrifice that's being needed from you right now. So perhaps you are maybe you're blocking your power or your strength or your endurance or the potential of things going into where your heart is trying to take you. But there's something, some place, some person who knows that's kind of blocking that progress. But I do want you to know that sacrifice is healthy. If there's anything that doesn't resonate with you, you usually get those type of signs. It'll make you feel uncomfortable in some regard. If that is the case, guys, please, by all means, make that sacrifice. It is okay to make that sacrifice because there's clearly something that you're looking for. And right now, I feel like it's a person. It could be a place. It could be a thing. But I feel like it's a person. And whatever this person, place, or thing is, it's not within good guidance for you. It is not the guidelines that you are supposed to be following currently. So reclaim your authority, guys. Reclaim your authority. I'm here for you. All right, so what I'll do, though, I will do some clarifiers. I am going to use a separate deck. Now, this deck is a deck that I made with playing cards. So we got 52 playing cards here, and I have wrote meanings on them. This was my first deck. I actually made my own first deck before I started to buy professional ones. So yeah, that's always fun. But let's go ahead. I'm shuffling now, and I will take the three cards off the top to kind of give me an idea of the storyline that may be going on behind the Silkie and her skin. So give me just a moment here. All right, so last shuffle. And let's see here. All right, so first card. Ooh, Ten of Pentacles. Now that's a great card. We always looking for that card, right? So we got the Ten of Pentacles here. Second card is Four of Swords in reverse. And the final card is Five of Cups. Yikes. Okay. At the bottom of the deck, I have the Eight of Pentacles. So Eight of Pentacles would be the overall energy to what I'm seeing here. And Eight of Pentacles is pretty much saying that there is a group of guys out there who are not paying attention to the details. You are not being practical about something, or you just might not be as focused as you should be on your coins. Yeah, especially since this is the overall energy and the first card was the Ten of Pentacles, I'm going to say that there's something that is being asked of you and you're not doing whatever that is that's being asked of you. And a lot of that is due to the fact that there's probably some type of sacrifice that's needed from you that you're not quite ready to do just yet. You may even know that you need to, but you're just not quite sure if you're ready to make that sacrifice, which is why the overall energy is that there is a sense of you're not applying that knowledge. You're not paying attention to that particular detail. You're not seeing that sacrifice that is needed is getting in the way of your Ten of Pentacles at the given moment. All right, and so the Ten of Pentacles cards, of course, is the Great Wealth card. It could be family property. It could be inheritance. You know, things that you know we all kind of look for. Everybody wants stability and structure and, you know, money that they can blow whenever they feel like it. You know, they want to have it at their dispense at all causes. So I can definitely see why that's here. However, the following card was the Four of Swords, and it was in reverse. So that is someone or a group of guys out there that's not looking to recover. Like, you're not even in contemplation mode about this. Like, and perhaps there's something in you that's great. There must be something in you that's great. Because Spirit wants you to tap into you. And it's like you're not doing that. It's like you're not even in contemplation mode. Like, and maybe you lost something, perhaps. Have you lost something recently or in the past? And perhaps at some point you were at it. You were really in pursuit of getting that back in some regard. But now you're just kind of like, well, whatever. I'm just not going to worry about that. Like, that's kind of like what the Four of Swords is. It's just like, oh, no, I'm not going to get caught up in my head about trying to draw this in. I'll rather release. And then that card is followed by the Five of Cups, which is a loss. This loss can be financially. This loss can be in regards of love. I have a good feeling that it has something to do with two, with the both. It's like, because you're not putting in, you're not exerting your power and executing what it is that you want. No. Yeah. You're not trying to recoup or get into recovery mode. And if you were to get into recovery mode, then you would make the necessary sacrifice on your own. And maybe that's why the Five of Cups is here. Maybe the Five of Cups is telling you why things are being stagnant right now. There's like this sense of despair. It's like a sense of despair. And if you guys don't mind, I want to do one more clarifier. I'm going to do a clarifier for Four Swords. Spirit, can I get a clarifier for Four Swords? Clarify it for Four Swords, please. Clarify Four Swords. One card. Clarify Four Swords. Okay. All right. So perhaps you were working on a business idea, and that business idea didn't go as planned. Perhaps there was some loss associated with it. And maybe that loss was due to that business being tied in with a loved one or someone that you cared about. Yeah, because I got the Three of Pentacles at the bottom of the deck. So you were working with someone, which you had to let go. Okay, so I pulled a card on the Five of Cups as well, and I got the Ten of Wands. The Ten of Wands is not wanting to carry a burden anymore. Or knowing the necessity in not carrying a burden any longer. So, the message and the solution in this card, and with all of these clarifiers, is in order for a group of you guys out there to reclaim the power that is already within you, there is a sacrifice that's being asked of you. And in that sacrifice, you are already aware that you need to let this burden go. That this is a debt to you. And this debt is the reason of this debt, and the fact that you weren't paying attention to things is why you are probably not having the power. You're not having the power to go for your Ten of Pentacles. It's like you've lost your energy source. You've lost your motivation factor to push forward towards your Ten of Pentacles. And that's why you're being asked to reclaim your power. All right? Yeah, you used to have a strong belief about this too. It's like you lost your passion, but we gonna fix that today. Alright y'all, so let's go into a quick commercial break, and I'll come back. We're gonna pull our present card. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into our present card. This will be our second segment of today's spiritual reading. And let's go ahead and get that started here. Spirit, what messages would you like to give us for the present? One card, please, Spirit. One card for present position. One card for the present position. Alrighty. So, the card that I have here is the Fertility card. However, it came in reverse. So, upright, this would mean that there's a massive force, a powerful force of creative energy that's being brewed up to bring something to life. That's pretty much what that is, right? So in reverse, though, that means there's a lack of that energy. This tells me that you are not in the initiation process anymore, that you're not pushing forward towards something that you initially wanted to bring to life. And there's a sense of needing to be a little bit more vulnerable to yourself. It's like whoever I'm speaking to, or the people that I'm speaking to, or at least a small group of you guys are very resourceful and helpful for many, many people. And it's almost as if you put yourself last and put others first. And in putting others first, it's kind of undermining your progress as it relates towards what it is that you're trying to birth at this given time. Whether that's a project, whether that's a relationship, whether that's actually physically getting pregnant and having a child. There could be a group of guys out there, a group of you guys out there who are having infertility issues at this given moment. This is the wacko card, like things just being out of whack, things just not being balanced. And infertility is usually from lack of a balance in your in the hormones of women. So this could represent a group of women out there who are not able to get pregnant currently. Oh man. Well, that was three different options though. So that I just spoke to three separate different groups. So you may be the person who is trying to bring a project to life and you just can't find that initiation energy. I feel like that's pretty much the majority of you guys. There's a very small number of you guys who are having difficulties bringing forth a child or conceiving a baby. And if that is the case, then you know what's necessary is diet adjustments. We got to change our diets. We got to watch the type of exercising that we're doing. Yoga is really, really good. Kundalini risings, things of that nature will help you create an environment so that you can physically become fertile. Gaining control of those hormonal imbalances. Food is totally tied in to hormonal imbalances, and don't you ever let anyone tell you otherwise. All right, so yeah, but yeah, for the most part, I feel like this is majority representing a new project, a new idea, nurturing. Oh yeah, that's another option too. You could be caught on to be a little bit nurturing to someone that you care for. And that could be why I'm getting this sense of vulnerability that's being needed to carry out something, okay? But we're gonna do some clarifiers just to make sure. So I'm gonna shuffle this about, let me shuffle it three times. And then we'll pull the first three cards on top. And we'll look at the bottom card for overall energy for this present situation. And you know what? This fertility card being in reverse is kind of flowing very much so with the Silky and her skin being in reverse. It's like we're still stuck in that energy from the past because we're not willing to make that sacrifice. At least that's what I'm feeling. But let me get clarifiers from the cards just to be assured. All right, give me one second here. I'm gonna cut the deck. All righty, so the bottom of the deck. Yeah, you're still carrying the burden. So in the past, you were thinking about the sacrifice, but it's like you didn't do it. You're still carrying some type of responsibility, some type of debt, some type of burden. And it's heavy. That's stress. And stress plays a big part with our hormones, might I add, as well. Okay, so the three cards off the bat is perhaps you knew that you needed to get rid of the burden But because you weren't in recovery mode to fix your pentacles going from a 10 to an 8, that lack of initiation and creativity may have caused someone else to want to perhaps step away from doing business with you, or someone just decided they just didn't want to improve skills anymore. Maybe it's you that decided you don't want to improve skills anymore, or that you don't want to be a part of the team. And it's like you don't want to give up on something. There's something that you don't want to give up on. There's something that you should be realizing at the moment that you're not. So I'm going to get a clarifier for the Ten of Swords. Ten of Swords. What are we not giving up, Spirit? What are we not giving up? Ten of Swords. Can I get a clarifier for the Ten of Swords? Just one card. Clarify for the Ten of Swords. We got the King of Pentacles. So someone is not willing to give up . Someone doesn't want to play victim anymore. And perhaps that's because they've become self-made. They've found the happiness necessary, or are currently just enjoying the fruit of their labor. However, I just got this inkling that might not be the best idea. I do feel like this sense of cups, like there is a sense of like love being in the way of business. I have to pull another card. Yeah. So someone is coming out of rest from action. So somebody is saying to themselves, they don't want to move forward in a partnership. And they are in the process of giving up because they don't no longer want to play victim in this situation. And maybe the person that was playing victim is the person who is now currently needing to take rest from action so that they can enjoy the fruit of their labor. Let's see. And the Ace of Spades. Okay, so the clarifier I got here is the Five of Swords in reverse, which lets me know that someone wants to come out of the mental anguish. There's a lot of chaos going on. If the Five of Wands was here, I would say it was definitely some chaos. But it's like somebody wants to come out of the feeling of discord, dishonor. A sense of a hollow victory. What seemed like a victory at first doesn't quite feel that way anymore. That person could be Scorpio, Pisces, Cancer. Scorpio, Pisces, Cancer. This person could be usually a person that's easy to fall in love. They could be a bit romantic, a little bit of a chatterbox, you know. But right now, this person's reversed. And someone is wanting out. I could clarify for the Five of Swords in reverse. Five of Swords in reverse. Five of Swords in reverse. One card for the Five of Swords in reverse. One card for the Five of Swords in reverse. We got the Ten of Wands again. So the Ten of Wands is telling us that whatever that victory, that whatever appeared to be a victory, was more of a burden than anything. And somebody's not being wishful thinking about it no more. Somebody's just not being wishful thinking about it. And they're just at a point where they're contemplating leaving the love behind. I need one more for this King of Pentacles. Can I get a clarifier for the King of Pentacles, Spirit? Clarifier for the King of Pentacles? Clarifier for the King of Pentacles. Got the Ten of Pentacles in reverse. So, King of Pentacles. All right. So, presently, whatever creative project that was being pushed forward, it's being aborted. Hence why the fertility card is in reverse. Someone in the mix of in the partnership is no longer willing to improve skills, push forward in whatever the part they play in the organization. And they are no longer willing to play victim. Or they're wanting to get away from this victim-like energy that has them feeling like someone did them wrong. Like the Ten of Swords is like someone hurt you. Someone really hurt you. And you just want to get away from that. You want to get away from the pain of the feeling of like you want to pay someone back. Like that feeling of like spite. You want to get away from that feeling. And so that's why it's in reverse. And the reason why you were hurt is because of not getting the resources that you thought that you were going to get. This great wealth, this inheritance, or family property. Maybe you were going forward for family property, because this is a clarifier for a court card. And the court card was that King of Pentacles. By the way, King of Pentacles could be Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo, any of the earth signs. If the characteristics they would have, you know, self-made business owner, could be kind of jolly, enjoys the fruits of their labors, things of that nature. But the reason why the Pentacles, or the Pentacle situation, or the money situation, or the family property, or the inheritance didn't go through as supposed, was because of not a goal that wasn't achieved. I do want to do another clarifier on that. Can I get a clarifier for the Four of Wands? Okay, that popped out. Yeah. So someone is not taking, it's coming out of this rest of, from, it's actually coming out of rest from action. And the reason why they were playing victim is because they were trying to achieve a goal. Once that goal wasn't achieved, they began to reassess their situation, seeing the dissatisfaction and the mildness in it, and within that reassessment decided to come to a turning point. And this turning point appears to be in reverse, though. It's like you get this realization about something, but I don't know if it's the best idea because, or I'm sorry, you get this realization about the situation, yet you're still holding on to the burden. Like you get this realization that it's a hollow victory, that it's not really what you signed up for. It's a whole lot of discord. You're not really feeling the person at all. However, you still choose to take this debt on. You still choose to carry this burden. And remember that this is stress related. This increases the stress. We're going to do one more clarifier on that Ten of Wands. Can I get a clarifier for the Ten of Wands? Clarifier for the Ten of Wands. Clarifier for the Ten of Wands, please. You're still carrying on the burden of the Eight of Wands, which is moving quickly into something that perhaps that moving quickly into something because maybe there is a give and take system. Like maybe you're obtaining resources or some type of pay raise. Yeah. So maybe the hollow victory in the situation is obtaining some type of resource, getting that pay raise, but you know internally it's a burden. It's a burden. And you're wanting to leave a love behind. You're emotionally detached. You probably even having nightmares and you're worrying. And the person that you're dealing with is a tad bit unreliable anyways. Either that's you or the other party. Someone's unreliable here. All right. So that's how we're going to close out the present. And we'll come back with the final. And that's going to be our future. I know that's what y'all here for. So tune in. All right. I'll be right back to you. Thank you. Alrighty, so let's go ahead and jump straight into our future card, because I know that's what we here for. Alright, so Spirit, let's get a card for the future. Get one card for the future. One card for the future, please. Alrighty, so that one card is Lemuria's return. Again, we have another reversal. What's going on, guys? You know what? I don't even know why I asked that. With all the planetary retrogrades that's going on, I know what exactly is going on. It's purge season. It's purge season. Yay! We all could use a little purging right now in our lives. So let's just get down to the meaning of this card. So this card is my number 29 card, by the way. 29 reduces down to 11. So this is a card that is very tied into your thoughts. Are you controlling your thoughts? Or are your thoughts being controlled by your environment and your surroundings? Are they being conditioned? Or are you operating from preconditioned thoughts? Are you working with an open mind? These may be the blockages that come along with the card of Lemuria's return, okay? So now upright, Lemuria's return is earthly spirituality, community, and they say open ocean conversation. So pretty much what that means is this is like my divine feminine card. This is the card that tells me that you are in touch with the spiritual side of things. You have relationships with nature. Birds talk to you, butterflies talk to you, cats talk to you, dogs talk to you. You understand an omniscient language. The language of unconditional love. And as a result, you happen to draw in that type of that type of happiness, that type of joy, compassion, things of that nature. That's what comes with being in tune with the divine feminine side. It is the softer side of things. It's the creation from within. It's tapping into one's own true self and the energy that it's already within, using that to bring forward anything that one is desiring into fruition. That is what it upright represents. So with that being said, in reverse means that you're not doing that. That someone is not in touch with themselves. Someone is praising the masculine, the divine masculine, more than the divine feminine. They are engulfed into worldly ways, worldly things, materialistic gain is of importance to them. These are the things that stay on their mind. They're looking for stability through material accumulation or accolades. Well, when we introduce the divine feminine within to the same space as the divine masculine, we have a better balance. Because yes, we do need the stability. We need the ability. Both of those are necessary. That's my 4-4. We need stability, thanks to the masculine. We need ability, thanks to the feminine. We need those two energies to come together and work in cohesion, so that whatever it is that the soul is desiring can be birthed. And that's when we will return to Lemuria. Yeah, I like that. I like that card. It's in reverse. That just means we got a lot of spiritual work. There's a lot of grounding that needs to happen here. And within that grounding and that alone time and in that isolation time, these energies can come together and the manifestation process can begin. Yeah. We'll go ahead and do clarifiers for this one, just like we did the other one. Shuffle this 3 times and pull 3 cards from the top. And then we'll read the card on bottom. Just a moment here. That's my third shuffle. It's gonna split the day. Bottom of the day. Somebody is trying to come out of a miserable state, a possessive state, a possessiveness. There's a feeling of possessiveness, like holding on to coins, being selfish, being greedy, not willing to help. There's that type of energy. Someone is deciding to hold on to their coins. That is the image that I have. The image that I have is somebody just holding everything to their chest, like, I don't know. All the things that they love, they're holding to their chest, not willing to share that. So I'll take the first three cards. First three cards I have is someone is operating out of a recklessness, a risk-taking. It's operating from risk-taking behaviors. There's a sense of foolishness and naivety that comes along with this. This is my fool call in reverse. So someone is wanting to move forward into something. However, whatever this is that they're wanting to move into, or the decision that they're making, or the travel that they're taking, is giving off the energy of being not so smart. It's not the most innocent move, and it may come back around and bite you in the butt. Then again, the energy that you're operating from, because the masculine is being honored over the over the feminine, as you know, as more important, then perhaps the person or the group of people that I am reading for, that is what is encouraging or allowing you to vibrate from the energy of making reckless decisions. And it looks like that in that reckless decision, you are currently choosing to juggle resources. Like, okay, I got this option, I got this option. I don't know which one is best for me. But I'm just gonna juggle both of them until one work out. And for someone else, they not really feeling that. So they coming out of this contemplation stage on you. I do got the 4-4. That's funny. So, and they both in reverse. So it's like, because the groundwork is not being done just yet, the ability and stability is being blocked. But we'll do a clarifier. Can I get clarified for the Two of Pentacles? Damn, that's a lot of cards. I'm gonna read them real quick though. Somebody is searching their kingdom, giving up, not wanting to carry a battle, continue a battle within a business idea, corporation, team, a team that requires full participation. And it's a business idea gone wrong, or just not the best business idea. So someone is just like, I'm out of here. I'm Audi 3000. Is that right? I don't even know. But that's what came to mind. So maybe that's what somebody out there is saying. Like, no, I'm done. It's not worth it. For what? Let's get it clarified for the Two of Pentacles. Yep, same card came back out. Someone's giving up. Someone is like, somebody else on their martyrdom, shit. And they're just not emotionally tied to this anymore. They're in the pursuit of being independent. They don't want to be dependent on whatever this was. So they're moving on quickly. They just haven't done it just yet. Whoever this is, isn't turning inward. Queen of Cups in reverse. Queen of Cups in reverse. There was no victory. Something wasn't achieved. Someone didn't pass the exam. Someone didn't pass the exam, which is causing the other party to give up. But there's a sense of, like, some deception. Or somebody was being irresponsible or something. Yeah, because we got that foolishness card. So somebody was being irresponsible in the mix. Somebody was being irresponsible or even deceitful. Let's see. Four of Wands in reverse. So, I got the Jack of Pentacles, which is someone that's hardworking, reliable, with a little hidden depth to them. Some people would say that they're a little bit misunderstood, but this is my clarifier for the recuperation and the recovery or the contemplation phase. So, maybe someone is not in contemplation over the Jack of Pentacles, or it could be the Jack of Pentacles that's not in recuperation mode for the other counterpart. It's no way for me to tell. Plus, I'm speaking for a general. Now, Jack of Pentacles, again, Pentacles are earth sign oriented. So that could be Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo. This could be their sun. This could be their ascendant. This could be their moon or even their Venus. But whomever this person is, it's very hardworking and reliable. They're just not in, they're not in recovery mode, which is why they're making this reckless decision in choosing to juggle resources, because they really want to give up and become independent on their own, because whatever they were pursuing didn't work out. There was no victory. They didn't pass that exam. Somebody's even playing manipulation too. Somebody played manipulator too, which led to a loss in some money. Yeah, somebody is in pursuit of being independent. Somebody wants to be reliant on self and increasing their wealth. That is what that person's on, which is why they're not in recovery mode. They are no longer trying to recover what it was that they were actively pursuing for towards, because now they have the motivation factor to be self-reliant. And in this, they are choosing to not resume a old friendship, partnership with someone that they may even have cared about. But some truth came out, though. Some truth came out that led to this. Yeah, somebody was lying. Somebody was being deceitful. Somebody was being irresponsible. Shit, somebody might have stole something. Why? And they stole this. And this because of this beginning energy of not paying attention. Now y'all got me thinking, because I'm trying to figure out how this tie into me. If there's this lack of not paying attention of the lies, the theft, and the deceit, and the irresponsibility that was going on. And you don't want to carry this battle no more. Or they don't want to carry this battle no more. So they're making that decision. They're making that decision of moving forward. There's no give and take right now. It's over. The pay raise, but if you were looking forward towards a pay raise, if you're looking to obtain some type of resource, it got deaded before it can go there. Let's get one more. Can I get one more clarifier for the Nine of Pentacles? One more clarifier for the Nine of Pentacles? One more clarifier for the Nine of Pentacles. Just one card. One more clarifier for the Nine of Pentacles. I got the Nine of Wands in reverse. And this is just not having the physical strength any longer. Not having the physical strength. Not having the endurance to keep up with whatever you had initially had going on. And you're no longer willing to continue that battle. Because all you're thinking about is, I can get this on my own. I'm independent. I'm trying to increase my wealth, not waste my time and do what you asked me to do. Self-reliance is my key. And by the way, these two cards is 999. To me, those are calls from the universe. Those are calls from the universe to step into your power. The universe wants you to step into your power, because there is a message. There is something that's within you that is gifted to you by the universe. And the universe needs for you to find that strength, find that endurance, and make that happen. And if being independent is what it's going to take to increase that wealth, then you, by all means, need to be doing just that. Just that. Yeah. Yeah, just come out of the problem. All that worry, leave that worry, all that worry in alone. It ain't worth it. You trying to get to that Ten of Pentacles, get to that Ten of Pentacles and do the groundwork. Do the spiritual grounding of being able to honor the masculine and the feminine, because you can't do too much of one over the other. So it can't be where you got 80% feminine and only 20% masculine. And it can't be that you got 80% masculine and 20% feminine. It has to be closely in that in a ratio scale. It has to be closely at a half mark in order for it to be successful. I'll even add that maybe a tad bit, a little bit more of the feminine would even be okay, especially right now while we're making this mass transition from pretty much living in a world where we've been operating the masculine for so long that a lot of us don't even know what the divine feminine even feels like, because everything is a feeling. Our thoughts have feelings. They create feelings. It's because it's vibrational. It's energy. Energy transfers. This is why it's very important that we watch who we work with, who we spend time with, who we choose to keep within our circle, who we choose to converse with, because energies transfer. Energies transfer. But a lot of groundwork will help with that. Grounding work. Go outside in nature. Sit in the sun. Hell, feed the birds. Talk to the birds, you know? People think that shit's strange, but, you know, it's all a part of the building process. Like, don't you want to know who you are? You are connected to everything around you, including those answers you walk on when you're walking down the street every day, you know? Like, we are all one. In the collective. But that was a great reading. This was my first show on Femini Empress Tarot. It is your girl, Femini Empress. I really do hope you enjoyed your time here. And we gonna heal. We gonna heal together. We are family and we gonna heal together. So until next time, y'all stay tuned. I haven't decided what day I'm gonna go faithfully yet. It will probably be like a Tuesday or a Thursday. But in the meantime, I am going to randomly do these messages as Spirit asks me to. Alrighty, it's been real. One.
Together, hope it's worth a try. You ain't always been an angel, but heaven's on our side. I got my demons too, I know just how you feel. You can be real with me, that's why you're still with me. Can't hide behind a carousel and a diamond ring. I don't even care if you lie to me, cause there ain't much that gets by me these days. I say I do just to say I don't. Don't give me no reason to go through your phone. This is deeper than me, you and other women. This is daddy issues. Oh, this is years putting up with the wrong time is. So hold on, hold on, don't let me go. Tell me again. Yeah, I need the reassurance every now and then. Love ain't a game full of X's and O's, but I done been played before. I played it safe before. gave it up to somebody who didn't deserve my body. You gon' have to lend a shoulder, help me kill this hangover. I believe your love for me exceeds the needs, and you can take responsibilities of my healing. I'm feeling, don't go trading years that we put in. So hold on.